Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B, giving you a chance to win $1,000 in hot summer cash. On with us right now, my man from Fox 4 KC. We got Sean Edwards, and we also got Alvin Brooks on the phone, man. How's it going, both of y'all?
It's doing great. It's going wonderful. Man.
Yes, we got to talk about what's happening. We got the second annual Juneteenth Film Festival kicking off this Wednesday. And I understand that Kevin Wilmot, Oscar winner, is out here going to be premiering a new film about the life of Alvin Brooks. What is going on with this? First of all, Mr. Brooks, tell me about this. Tell me about your experience.
Well, it's an interesting experience that really started when Kevin Wilmot and about 50, 60 other black men were on a Wednesday night chat that I have been hosting now since June of 2020. And Kevin had reviewed my book. He's one of about a dozen people who reviewed my book. And at the end of our conversation, he was the presenter that night. He said, "Mr. Brooks, I'm interested in doing a documentary on your book." Well, you know, my ears perked up and my eyes opened wide and tears came flying. I said, "Listen, it sounds good to me." And so I said, after we got off the chat, the next day or two, I called him back and we began to talk about it. And I said, "Send me a budget." He did. I raised some money from a number of people from across this community. Thank God for them. Yeah. And thank all of them for chipping in. And so that's how things got started. And then we started interviewing and filming. And that's the rest of his history.
Yes. And Sean, I want to ask you, how important is this documentary, not just so everybody can learn more about Alvin Brooks, but just about a KC story right here, Sean?
Well, this documentary is important because Alvin Brooks has contributed his entire life to make Kansas City the livable, lovable city that it is. I mean, he's been on the front lines for so many years fighting for everyone in the community, and no one deserves to have their story told more than Mr. Brooks. And the important thing about this is it documents the actual history from Mr. Brooks' perspective. And we now live in an age where you actively have politicians and other people in positions of power who are either trying to erase Black history or rewrite Black history. And this film will preserve the truth straight from Mr. Brooks' perspective.
Yes, and it's very important, Sean, as well. We got Kevin Wilmot that's part of this, man. This is very, very big when you mention his name, Sean.
No, it's huge because who wouldn't want to have their story told in the form of a film or a movie? And when you have that happen and you have someone who's won an Oscar get to do that, that's beyond incredible. There are not too many people walking around Kansas City who have an Oscar on their mantle. There are not too many people walking around the planet who have an Oscar in their mantle. And Kevin Wilmot does. He's an incredible filmmaker. He's a director. He's a writer. He's a producer. And when it comes to telling stories about the Black experience, he's one of the best in the business.
And I guess one of the things that really just drew me closer to this, I never had written a chronicle of my life and my late wife's life to make a book. But after I got into it and people began to urge me to do that, and particularly family members, I have five beautiful daughters, and daddy, you got to write a book. And then to have an African-American man or African-American person, man in this case, to write your story, it's a lot different because they can identify with the story that you tell, not with the age, you know, because I'm 92 and Wilmot's just old enough to buy beer. But the thing of it is that to have someone who can go down that road with you, although we're talking about 50 years different, probably in some cases, I'm talking about in the 1940s. Some of my history goes back, stories go back to that period. But I think to have someone who can understand that you don't have to explain to them when you say certain things. They already know it because either they've experienced it, read about it, or written about it. And that's what the title of my book was Binding Us Together. And so we thought about that as a film name. And then, of course, Wilmot came out with the title, The Heroic True Life Adventures of Alvin Brooks. Now, what is that? It makes me a hero, even if I ain't.
Oh, no, you're a hero, Mr. Brooks. Don't let nobody tell you that you're not. You're definitely a hero here in Kansas City. Now, Sean, this is part of the second annual Juneteenth Film Festival. Tell everybody how they can check out this film and what else is going on with the festival.
Well, the Juneteenth Film Festival was created to provide a platform particularly for Black filmmakers here in Kansas City to showcase their work, because a lot of times they don't have the means or the vehicles or the outlets to show the films that they've been working on. So that's why we started the film festival. And you can attend the world premiere of the true life heroic adventures of Mr. Brooks by going to Screamland.com. That's Screamland.com. Now, the 6:30 show is already sold out, but there are a few tickets left for the 8:30 show. And that's Screamland.com, Wednesday, June 19th. And we thought it was really appropriate to have this world premiere on the actual holiday date, which is June 19th.
Yeah.
And I'm honored to have that happen. I guess Wilmot is such a visionary, such an innovator. And you don't think about those things just off the top of your head. It means that you have some inner self that says, here's what it ought to be. And you began to put it on paper and eventually on the screen.
Well, everybody needs to go get those tickets before the second show sells out so you can be there for the world premiere this upcoming Wednesday. I appreciate both of your time, fellas. Sean Edwards and Alvin Brooks on with us on Happy Hour 3 Jams. Thank you for your time. Much success for the premiere.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thank appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.